Welcome to Manager Tools. After you get your goals, part one. This cast answers these questions. What do I do when I get my goals from my boss? What do I do if my boss doesn't give me clear goals? Well, if you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Here we go.
Are you in Europe and have not yet had the chance to join us for the Effective Hiring Manager Conference? If so, we've got a virtual EHMC that will work for you. Taking place on October 7th and 8th, both sessions will be held at a time that allows for you to join us and not stay up till midnight. Check us out at manager-tools.com to sign up today.
I think we've talked about this a million times, almost every cast. I guess you can start off every single cast. We've talked about this before, right? It's like, yeah, because the problems we talk about are pretty pervasive. They happen all over the place. And I don't know, when's the last time that you ever went into an organization and were surprised by what you heard? You said, oh, shoot, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I would say, though, it's probably not a very marketing-wise thing to start off a cast with, yeah, we've talked about this before. Yeah. But the concept of goals being cascaded in an organization, right? There's no way you and I, after 15 years, maybe as good as we are, that we could talk about that in one cast, right? So, yeah, I could see 10 more casts coming out of this. In fact, this is a high-level review of, okay, your boss has said, here's what our goals are for the next year or the next 6 months. Here's what you need to do iteratively, so to speak, as a manager. But then there are questions that come up during goal setting. And, you know, what if a direct says, yeah, I don't buy into that. You know, that I had that question about a month ago. And, you know, that's its own cast, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of nuances in the whole process of getting goals and then cascading them down an organization. And there's a whole classes of software that have been developed to help with that kind of stuff, right? I mean, yeah, very expensive stuff.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems in organizations today is the lack of cascading goals. You know, the middle manager has never been more disconnected from her organization's strategic goals. The communication of goals, the communication of initiatives, the hard work of pushing your message down through the organization simply just isn't being done. In fact, I can't tell you the number of emails I've gotten over the years from people who have said, this VP, he was just absolutely incredible. He sat down with us every couple of months and he went over where the company was and why what we were doing had to change and so on. And I think, wow, this guy's getting a gold star for doing his job, for literally just meeting the minimum.
Good thing about that is it's not that hard to be a hero in a company.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the one in the land of the blind, one-eyed person is king or queen. Exactly. Yeah, so, you know, if your organization is going to have goals, then divisions and departments need to have goals. How do we go about it? And we've already given some previous guidance, and this is a follow-on to that. We'll talk about that in a second. But basically, our outline today is we've got 4 points. The first thing you do when you have the meeting with your boss, and either do or don't get your goals, you notify your team, right? That's the first thing. You don't go sit in your office and try to figure everything out. After you notify your team, then you have a meeting and you create first draft goals. And then a week or 10 days, or in some cases in smaller teams, maybe 4 or 5 days later, you have another meeting and you finalize goals with your team. And then the last thing you do, and these are two separate things, you got to remember this, you have to systematize reporting responsibilities. We'll explain why, but you can't mix the reporting of goals, the tracking of goals, the system and software for goals, and communication around them. You can't mix that with goal setting. It doesn't work.
Okay, so let's talk about notifying your team. And of course, you can notify your team, you have to know what your goals are.
Yeah, so to be clear, notifying your team is a really bad title for this. Technically, it's one of the parts of this guidance, but it's all will be revealed as we walk through it. So, putting us back where we were last cast we had in this theory, you've gone to your boss and asked her to share her goals with you or to give you whatever goal she's decided to hold you accountable for. Like, hey, boss, it's that time. Maybe you guys do it in November and I did this cast now in part because a person asked me about getting goals. This is a year or so ago, I think. And I wrote the previous cast, and it was funny. So I wrote the cast, I wrote back, thank you, that was so helpful, so great. I felt like you were talking right to me. And then about 100 other people wrote in with the same thing. And then, I don't know, a couple of 3 months ago, I wish I could have done this sooner, but it didn't fit. The person who had asked for the first cast says, okay, now what do I do? I mean, it was several paragraphs, but it was basically, now what do I do? My boss hasn't given me my goals. So our guidance about trying to get your goals for your boss, whether he or she does or doesn't, is called getting your goals from your boss, right? And an important part of that guidance was, don't sit around and wait for your goals from your boss. And don't assume that if your boss doesn't get them, that he doesn't have them, or that he's not interested in you having them. Some bosses just don't do their job. And a lot of bosses, when it comes to cascading things and these kinds of organizational systems on the management side, really on the leadership side, the thing that sort of is the behavioral connective tissue of an organization, they're horrible at it. It's probably, if you put a bucket of skills, if you start categorizing skills and you bucketize them a little differently than most people do, the organizational leadership, connectivity, communication, waterfalling, cascading kinds of things, managers would score, that would probably be the lowest bucket on the list. Now, I don't mean that as an indictment, guys. I'm not saying you're terrible. I'm saying nobody does it. Why would I expect anybody, including me, to be good at anything if you've never done it before? You know, Horseman's Christmas rule, if you do it rarely and it's important, you're going to be bad at it. So our guidance back then was, look, you can't just go ask, okay? You can't just walk in your office and say, dude, what's the goals? Can you write them down on a piece of paper? Email me. It doesn't work that way, right? And there are all kinds of political and social and professional reasons for that. Bosses are uncomfortable. They don't know how to set goals. You might think, oh, my boss is so much smarter than me. Well, you know, if it's been 6 months since he or she's been in the job, 6 months ago, he was you. And I think most managers assume their managers are 50% smarter than they are. I know that's terrible, but somebody told me the other day, the one thing I count on you, Mark, is to not tell us what you think everybody wants to hear. So there, I said it. You can write me and tell me I'm wrong. mahorstman@manager-tools.com. There we go. So bosses don't know what to do. And to be fair, their boss may have given them nothing. And this is one of the fundamental things that we're going to play out here on this cast. The issue of your boss has not gotten anything. And so you might assume, oh, okay, we're not doing that. That's actually wrong. If your boss has not gotten anything from her boss, that does not eliminate your boss's responsibility to have goals and metrics, to have objectives and key results, as we say after the popular book, OKRs. Okay? It doesn't. And now you say, well, my boss didn't give them to me. How can I do it? Well, you do it. You sit down and you say, what do I think my goals should be? Now, a lot of bosses don't. And if the chain is broken anywhere in the cascade from the top, entire groups aren't working towards goals. And then you find out in the middle of March that some other group is getting ready for a goals presentation internally in their division. And you see their decks and you're like, my gosh, you guys talk about that every week? Like, yeah, this is big. Well, you know, I've never heard my boss talk about it. And most of us would immediately panic. Holy moly, does he talk about it with everybody else on my team, but not me? Or is it his boss or her boss? Yeah, it's horrible. So you can't just go ask your boss, as we talked about in getting your goals from your boss, because if you go in and ask, the boss might say, okay, here's what it is. Because you have to help your boss because he or she might not have anything. You need to do some research around what your goals could be, okay? Like I said, bosses may not want to pin you down. If they say to you, okay, here are your three goals, pinning you down means they have to hold you accountable, which they may not want to do, despite how they treat you. Sometimes being yelled at in boss's mind is not the same thing as holding people accountable, okay? One is mature, holding people accountable. The other one is immature. But look, a lazy boss would rather be able to leave things kind of subjective. And again, they may not have gotten goals from their boss, and they don't maybe want to make their boss look bad by having goals, or they don't know how to create goals. And even if they did have goals, they would say, I don't have time to keep track of them, or I did that once before years ago, and it was just a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. We don't want that.
Yeah. In fact, when you put all this work together, right, you got all these buckets on the floor, you got all these balls you got to juggle. Maybe one of the biggest ones, we could have a discussion about that, is aligning goals and objectives.
Maybe, just maybe.
Helping the organization achieve what it's supposed to achieve. And
but if you're trying to reduce work,
that's a lot of work.
You can reduce a lot of work by just not having any goals. I mean, it just really cascades down. You pretty much don't have to do anything. So it's, if you want to reduce work, it's a good place to start.
Yeah.
Results, retention, relationships, respect for others, relevancy explained, all are key tenets in the management arena. And you don't have to be a naturally born people person to be a great manager. It's really more about disciplined behaviors and processes around communication and trusting relationships. Now, it's not that simple, but it's certainly learnable and repeatable, where you, the manager, can create an environment with less uncertainty, in particular with the current state of today. If you want to learn more, contact Maggie at maggie@manager-tools.com and inquire about our client virtual effective manager training. For a flat fee of $15,000, we'll train up to 30 of your managers and give them the Manager Tools personal license featuring Roadmap as a bonus. Contact Maggie or check it out on our website, manager-tools.com/organizations.
Okay, so we gave some guidance on preparing for that conversation. I'm just going to mention it. You know, start thinking about asking your boss, what results do you expect of me? What are the measures you're going to compare me against? What are the objective standards? What subjective things do you look at? Okay. But then we gave you a long list of places to go to consider in your own iterative process before you go to your boss. Because if your boss doesn't have goals and you're committed to this, you're going to need to come up with your own goals. And at some point, you're going to have to tell your boss. I don't think I've ever heard of a boss hearing goals from a direct when the boss didn't want to come up with goals and then kiboshing, then killing what the direct's goals were. And if you have a nefarious boss, the danger, of course, of you coming up with goals and he or she doesn't, is that all you've done is given them the rope to hang you with. Now, the problem with that is everyone talks about that. Gosh, if my boss doesn't have goals, but I give him goals to measure me by, and then he jerks me around all year and then says, you didn't achieve your goals, you didn't do your job, it would feel like a double standard, very duplicitous. And I would agree, it is duplicitous. There's another side of that coin, and I just want to share it again. We talked about it in this cast, and whenever I tell people this, Mike, they are astounded by this. In many cases, I wouldn't say in all, but I would say in the majority of cases of organizations where there is high political activity, when there is, not to put too fine a point on it, a great deal of sucking up, a great deal of never saying the emperor has no clothes, a great deal of fear of management, a great deal of distance between management and directs. That's because there's not clear goals cascaded in the organization. And you say to me, well, those things seem totally unrelated. There are a lot of other things our company does that aren't as professional as the kind of things like cascading goals are. Golly gee, you know, why are these things connected? Well, I'll tell you why. If I go to my boss and my boss says, nah, we're not doing goals, my boss cannot hold me accountable. I therefore have to do whatever he wants throughout the year. And without objective criteria, my boss's evaluation of me can become entirely subjective. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then I live at the whim, at the caprice of my boss. And so I quickly learn. In fact, there are some people who will say, I don't want goals. I don't want my boss to have goals. Because again, if they're objective, then either I made them or I don't. I'd prefer not to have that. And then I will suck up like crazy to my boss and he will like me, even if objectively he and I both know at some level that I should be performing a lot differently and a lot better. So there are reasons why bosses wouldn't hold us accountable or wouldn't have accountability metrics. Let's put it that way. Whether they actually hold us accountable or not is separate. There are companies with accountability metrics that don't hold people accountable. So there you go. I've been there. I've seen it. It's weird. And everybody knows it and nobody wants to talk about it. Okay. So enough. That's enough background. Look, one of two things has happened in this meeting you've gone to that starts the process of you. How what do you do when you get your goals? Either your boss has given you his and perhaps even your goals. And if he gives you your goals, like, okay, here are my goals and I've worked out yours, then that's kind of dumb, but it happens and it's within his purview or her purview to do it. In some cases, they'll say, okay, here are my goals, and I expect to hear back from you in 2 or 3 weeks using essentially some sort of iterative process. By the way, you can't know whether your boss went to his boss and was told, here are the Ten Commandments, or whether they went through an iterative process or not, unless your boss is a really good communicator. So there's a whole lot of unknowns here, and typically the unknowns on this are exceptionally high because so many organizations aren't doing this. But either your boss has given you goals, or he hasn't given you much or even anything at all. So we'll either say, yeah, you know, it's a one or a zero. Either you got something or you didn't. Now, look, we've got an important point here. You might think that at this point, there's a dilemma about how we communicate with our team regarding whether we did or did not get goals. But actually, there is no dilemma here. Okay. The notification of our team isn't that different, regardless of whether we got or didn't get. We can't throw our boss under the bus and tell our team we didn't get anything.
Aww.
Run around. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you like putting the shiv in there, don't you? Yeah. Who is the guy? Jeremy, right? Jeremy said to his colleague.
Oh, my God.
Jeremy came up to one of his colleagues, super energetic guy.
At a conference. We're talking about
an attendee at a conference years ago. Jeremy was a super interesting guy to be around. And
ex-ball
of energy, ex-Marine. And he was the guy, by the way, that asked me a question. The room was fairly loud. I think it was during a break. I answered the question. I think that's what happened. He might have a different recollection. And he said to me, in a way that was funny enough that we all laughed, we didn't think he was being a jerk. He says, I'm sorry, I can't hear you over the sound of my own awesomeness. he actually, regarding the shiv, he said to a colleague, they had worked together for a couple of weeks. Jeremy, I think, was new to the organization. The colleague was fairly well experienced. He says, hey, look, we're going to get along just fine, but don't cross me or I'll shank you. This is in a professional workplace. God bless him. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my Lord. That was probably the most unexpected thing I've ever heard at a conference.
Yeah, and he said it with such relish. Like, and the guy he said it to was standing next to him, and they were total buds. Total buds. Anyway, okay. So we can't shank our boss by throwing him or her under the bus. And if you're wondering, we have one of my probably top 25 favorite casts. That's an important principle that is woefully absent in the vast majority of organizations today. It's called professional subordination. And there are some principles there we need to learn. So we do not tell our team we're going to our boss to get our goals and then come back and said, he didn't give us any, we're on our own. Okay. It's really not even a good idea to tell them you got nothing. Okay. If we don't get anything from our boss, then it's up to us. Now you might say, well, the organization is saying it doesn't do that. All organizations do this. Okay. Organizational theory says organizations don't exist without goals. Okay. Imagine how behavior would start to look random, Bernoulli-esque, I think. Probably shouldn't say that. I've got it wrong. And just random if there are no goals to align things. Or you could say, well, we don't have any goals, but it's very clear what we all should be doing. Well, That's not my experience. And if you have, if everyone thinks everything should be very clear to everyone and everybody should be able to figure it out, the history of that is checkered and bad. It could be checkered, actually, is bad. And then secondly, I would guess that waste would go above 50 to 60%. And I bet your organization is either not big or it's governmental. So here's the key. If we don't get anything, we act as if we already had some ideas and we're working with our team to achieve them. Okay? Don't throw your boss under the bus. Now, this is the start of the process. What do we say to our team? Right? We went to the boss. We got something, a bone or an entire steak, who knows, or zero. Or your boss hasn't tried to meet with you for 3 or 4 weeks. Hey, I'd really like to meet with you on goals. Yeah, let's get to it. And you do the dance, and suddenly he or she's not meeting with you. Okay, we're done. So here's what you might send to your team, irrespective of whether you've gotten a bunch of meat or nothing at all. And again, this could be email, because it's three paragraphs. I've met with my boss, and it's time for us to work out our goals. But by the way, don't forget, if you're a licensee, and I know there are several hundred new licensees, thanks to our 15th anniversary promotion. If that's the case, you don't need to write these down. I've joked before, don't write them down while you're driving, but you don't have to write them down because you can download the show notes and just copy, you know, click and drag and copy and paste. And then you can edit them for your own benefit. I don't have any problem. People say to me, I feel bad sometimes. I don't use your exact words. Dude, why would you do that? I had dude in there. You've never said dude in your life. And I do hear from people all the time. I can't believe you have scripts and I can just use the script. It's one less thing. That's what stopped me from doing stuff is people, right? So anyway, I've met with our boss and it's time for us on our team to work out our goals. Notice that? See that little sleight of hand I did there? It's a matter of respecting my boss and not and engaging in professional subordination, not insubordination.
Nicely done.
Yeah. It's like I've done it before. I've attached some results we need to talk about and also some guidance about measures and standards. And the attachment would be some of your raw work that you went to your boss with. Oh, now the plan comes together. It's genius. This is how it works. Okay. So take a look at what I've got and start thinking about what your goals might be based on this starting point. Obviously, if you have managers working for you, if you're a director, it's a little bit more complicated, but that's okay. They're going through the same process. The wheels are turning at several levels in the organization at the same time. New paragraph. By Thursday, let's assume this is Monday. By Thursday, I'd like everyone to send everyone else their first draft of what they've got. Don't be worried that it's not right. That's fine. Don't be worried that you've never done this before. That's fine too. What's not fine is sending nothing. And it's also fine if after sending what you worked up, you see someone else's and it gives you ideas or you realize you got it all wrong, winky face, you decide to steal some of their ideas and redo your work. Do so and send it back out to everyone. Good on you. Well done you. You learned something. Hey, I could do mine better. Good. We'll all benefit from that. Please do so. We'll wait. But not past Monday because next paragraph, we'll meet on Monday at 10:15. You don't have to meet at that time in the conference room. Meeting invites attached. Everybody will brief on what they came up with individually and we'll agree on what we'll continue to work on. I'm happy to meet with you individually between now and then if you want more specific guidance. And then, you know, depending upon the size or the complexity of your team, you might need 60 minutes, you might need 2 hours, you might only need 30 minutes. I will tell you something. I hear from a lot of managers who say to me, I only have one direct, so a lot of your guidance I don't need. I don't think of it as having a team. No, you need to do stuff like this with your individual contributor or, you know, your singular individual contributor. This systematic communication is organizational connective tissue. And if you're the only direct of a boss and therefore your boss doesn't engage in these sorts of, you know, I'll say rituals because I know that in organizations, at leadership, rituals are considered positive and important and necessary. A lot of people would say, yeah, we're going to a ritual. Yeah, man, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, and there are those too. But actually, organizational systems that are well known are helpful because you don't have to think about everything being new and fresh every time, which takes a lot of energy away from actually achieving your goals as opposed to running the company internally. The bigger a company gets, right? Companies are organic. And if you think of them growing like a sphere, the problem with spheres is the surface area of the sphere grows at a square, I'm pretty sure, of the radius, but the volume of the sphere grows as the cube of the radius. Okay, so the bigger you get, the bigger the insights get faster. And if you don't have rituals to push through the organization starts to stagnate. And that's what happens. Smaller companies grow faster. Some of that is because it's easier to, if you're one person, adding another is 100% growth. But even so, there's just more and more internal machinery. But it's better, even if you have one direct, go through this process. So when they become a manager, they'll know what the process is.
Yeah, sure, your future growth, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll continue this topic next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.